Big game just 3 days away. Let's go inside the huddle with Jake Nordine, a First State agency. He joins us on the fan line. Jake, I bet you would give up virtually everything for a chance to go to the Super Bowl, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. That would be a once-in-a-lifetime moment right there. And all the guys that are playing there this weekend are, I bet, taking it all in right now.
Yep. You played for the Lions. You were in the NFL, tight end, fullback, did some work. But I bet you can understand what some of these guys have been going through. How about like a guy like Champ Bailey, almost ready to retire? Here he's getting a chance. Never been to the Super Bowl, and here he goes with Denver.
Just incredible. 15 years of one of the best corners to ever play this game. And to have an opportunity, pretty much his last season playing in the NFL, getting the opportunity to play at the Big Dance, gives me goosebumps right now. Just
with media day, something like that, Marshawn Lynch doesn't want to be there. There are some players, they embrace it, others don't. As a player, if you were in that situation, what would your take on media day be?
I think just taking it all in. You know, obviously everybody has different personalities, and people are going to say more. Some people are going to say less, obviously. But just taking it all in, fielding any questions that any media might have, having fun with it, because that's what it's all about. A lot of these guys are never going to have this opportunity again. You know, some people are going to be free agents, going to different teams, might not have another opportunity, and why not embrace the moment? You know, you know you're going to be up for this game. Everybody's up for a Super Bowl. But just embrace the time that you have there and, just have fun.
Break it down for us. What the strengths of both teams. What are we going to see this weekend?
Man, I've been thinking about this heavy for the past week, and I think this might come down as one of the best Super Bowls to ever be played. Number one offense versus number one defense. You have just phenomenal players all across the board here. I think weather, as I keep looking at it daily, is going to be a non-issue. I think it's going to be in the mid-30s, high-30s, 40s, to start the game, and with very little wind. And so I think it's going to be an opportunity to showcase both teams play at their highest level. You know, it's not going to be too windy for, Peyton and, all the skeptics saying, it was windy if things didn't go right for them. Everything is coming into place, is giving both teams equal opportunity to be successful on Sunday.
So being a former NFL player, come Super Bowl Sunday, can you enjoy it like a casual fan, or do you still look at it from a player's perspective and look at it a little more intently?
The day that I stopped playing football is the day I started to enjoy actually watching the games just as a fan. I watch it more intently with obviously the tight ends and fullbacks, with blocking, catching the ball, certain things that I see as far as footwork. I might be a little bit more meticulous with how I watch things, but I enjoy watching football now. And I know for about 6 months there I couldn't turn on the channel and watch a football game, just missing the game that much. But now it's enjoyable to sit down with my wife, with my brother's family. Just watch a game and just be a fan finally.
Your wife, a Detroit Lions fan too?
She is. She's a Detroit Lions fan and a Michigan State alum, so she's a Spartans fan as well. One day that the Huskies get to play the Spartans.
We talked about the number one defense going up against the number one offense. That would be the number one offense is Denver. The number one defense is Seattle. But the number two defense is Denver. In Seattle, they're the number nine offense.
Yep.
So that it'll be very interesting to see how the Denver defense does, I think, on the rush for Seattle. Can they hold off Marshawn Lynch?
And that's my biggest thing, too. If Marshawn can get going, I think they're going to be dangerous. You've seen in the past few games that Russell hasn't really run the ball in, so I wouldn't be surprised if they try to get him out open and early, running the ball, kind of get a guy as far as a linebacker that's, going to have to spy him to make an adjustment, which is going to open up the offensive passing game for Seattle, which then obviously in turn is going to open up Marshawn Lynch to do his thing as well. So I wouldn't be surprised to see Russell tuck it a few times early in the game.
Denver's only giving up 64 yards of rushing per game.
I think that's one of the things that they're probably thinking of and seeing is that if they can roll out Russell and have that dual threat of, you know, possibly throwing the ball but also getting some yards out of him with his legs, I think it's going to open up a little bit more for them.
So will Seattle have to do anything different, exotic blitzes or anything, in order to get to Peyton? Or with that front four, because we know how big and physical and strong that defense is, can they do that with a four-man rush and get to Peyton?
I think they still can. You know, Peyton's one of those guys where if he's getting rushed, you're going to see a lot more three-step. You're going to see a lot more shotgun, throwing it to Wes in the slot, and trying to, you know, get him more involved in the game. And hopefully, in turn, that's going to, you know, open up a couple long balls down deep or a couple slant routes to Thomas. And so it's going to be such a fascinating back-and-forth mental game between Peyton, the offensive coordinator, and that defense and defense coordinator. I don't think anything fancy is going to be coming out of Seattle. They got there for a reason. They're number one for a reason. And they have some big boys that they know that they can play. And I think that's the fun thing about this Super Bowl is I think both teams are going to go in playing how they know how to play and letting the chips fall where they may.
Over, under 50 points. Will both teams score a total of 50 points this weekend?
Good question. I think it's going to be really close. You know, my thoughts is it's either going to be a 26-24 game or it's going to be a 30-31 game. So I think it has the potential to be over. But I think, you know, it's going to be a very, very close and exciting game all the way through.
Point spread right now, Denver, a 3-point favorite. I'm going to go 27-24 Broncos. Tubbs, what are you going to do? Have you decided yet?
Oh, man, I have not. I've been trying to sit. I didn't want to make my prediction last week. I think right now I have to lean with Denver just based on the fact that Peyton Manning is just on this unbelievable roll. And with that season, it just seems like there's something with too many guys on offense for Denver for Seattle to cover.
I agree.
To me, that could be a problem. But one thing that I look at, Jake, and maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong here, but I would think in the Super Bowl, they don't want to throw very many flags and slow the game down. And know that Seattle, their corners, they like to get a little physical. They like to get a little handsy. I think if they can get away with some things early, I think they can do some things defensively and maybe get Peyton out of a little bit of a rhythm. Am I way off on that?
I just had a conversation with somebody exactly about that this morning. It's going to be, you know, there's so many factors to a game, you know, and now that we're down to one game, you know, you're just microscoping everything. But the refs are going to have a big part to do with this game and how the tempo of the game is going to be run. Are they going to hold their flags? I'm hoping so. I'm hoping that they're going to be able to, you know, play. Seattle's cornerbacks and secondary are just a physical, dominating crew. I think the smallest one is 6'1", you know, as far as height-wise, and, you know, the corners and safeties are 6'3", that love to play with their hands and play with contact. And I think if that if those flags are held in the pocket, it's going to be a fun game to watch in the secondary with the fight that's going to be going on there.
All right, Mr. Nordine, give me your pick. Who are you gonna take on Sunday?
I'm writing it down.
I'm going back and forth up until about 10 minutes ago. But I think defense wins championships. I love Peyton. It's hard to go against him, but I'm going to say 26-24. Seattle is going to pull out the victory.
All righty. Jake, you are with First State Agency, and we've learned a lot about First State Agency over the last few weeks. Tell us more about what's going on today.
Absolutely. Well, even though it feels like the polar vortex will never loosen its grip on, believe it or not, spring is right around the corner. With weather comes more recreational vehicles hitting the road and possibly water in June. If you are thinking about buying a motorized toy this spring, let First State Agency be the ones you trust in, making sure yourself and your family are covered for a fun and unforgettable 2014. First State Agency is located in the Oxbow 2 building on 49th Street, and you can reach us at 275-4041. Visit our website, www.fsa-insurance.com, or on Facebook by typing in First State Agency.
All right, Jake. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. We'll talk again real soon.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
There he goes. Jake Nordine of First State Agency, the former NFLer. He's going Seattle 26-24.
So what did you say there, Matic?
I went Broncos 27-24.
All right, and I will... God, I just realized this. I just put my score down, but I'm going to sound like such a lemming. Jake had Seattle 26-24. You had Denver 27-24. I had Denver scoring north of 30. I had him scoring 31. Guess how many points I had Seattle?
30?
24. So I see 24-24. God, I got to change that.
Wow, how ironic that is.
I'm going to go 31-23 there just to be different.
Still going with Denver, though.
I'll still go with Denver. Just, Peyton Manning's on such an unbelievable role.